I tagged along as they walked silently around campus, taking in natural and man-made sounds. Junior Jordan Sidialva Lennox says it's the final element of a semester-long project based on a sense of place.
We decided to take a more unorthodox approach to this already unorthodox project and say, well, there's the idea of the soundscape as a place, and the soundscape is sort of like the visual equivalent of what a landscape is to your eyes. So it's all the sounds that are present in a given place at a given time.
One of the first sounds that came up in their discussion afterward was the distant but persistent drone of traffic on I-81. It's familiar to sophomore Jake Paganakis.
But I actually really enjoyed it because I'm from New York City, so like it's a sound that felt really homey to me. That sound was more calming than the sound of the brook to me. Wow. Which would be really weird to most people at this school.
A lot of people don't really realize that there's like a hum that's always there for the 81 no matter where you walk. When we were doing this yesterday, we were walking through the cemetery. It didn't matter where you were in the cemetery, all you heard was the highway, which is sort of a very sad thing because it's a very natural place and you would expect to hear natural sounds and all you hear is something that is so clearly man-made.
Despite the hum of the freeway, the chirps of birds could be heard during the entire 15-minute walk. That got junior Sienna McDonald thinking.
I think it would be nice if we maybe had more habitat for animals, and then that would increase like bird noises and other insect noises. But there might be more development in the future that would cause more human influenced noises.
The sound walk also made her appreciate her sense of hearing and wonders what so many others might be missing.
A lot of people walk around with headphones in and they're completely ignoring everything going on. I don't know, it just blocks out all the noises.
It is sort of a sad thing because we have this great sense that we don't necessarily rely on as much. We rely on our sense of sight a lot more. And when our group surveyed a bunch of people here, most people unsurprisingly said that their lives had been shaped more by their sense of sight than their sense of hearing.
That's Jordan Sidialva Lennox again. The SUNY ESF students were pleased this part of their project coincided with Earth Week, as well as International Noise Awareness Day next Wednesday. Scott Willis, WAER News.